Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me ask Mr. Mayor, in politics, you're always edging around keeping an eye on your enemies. So Joe Biden's got a lot of them. And what's he supposed to do now?
Well, he is in a position where he inherited probably a five major problem operation, starting, of course, with the pandemic, and then, of course, going next to the whole business of how do you get this economy going again? What do you do with the vaccines while you're trying to get the economy going? It is just horrible. I'm sure that he's waking up saying, did I win or did I lose?
Now, he has the power of the pen, and he's issued those executive orders on everything from immigration to climate change to the coronavirus, COVID virus. But they have to be followed up with legislation, Stan. And, you know, in politics, you know, everybody loves you until you make your first decision or until you call for your first vote. And that's where he's finding trouble, because there are moderates and conservatives in the Senate, like it or not, that are not on board with everything he's proposing. And that's the first art of government. Right, Mayor Brown?
Except in this case, Joe Biden is different. Nobody sees him as a threat to themselves or to whatever they're about. They see him as a nice guy, in some cases, maybe even a potential pushover. And that is a way that he's going to have to style himself if he intends to have at least a small honeymoon, maybe not 100 days, but something more than most people would ever think he could experience.
But what can he offer in the way of horse trading with some of these perhaps moderate Republican senators who are going to want something in return?
Well, he really can't. He's in a position where he's got to go with the program that he talked about in his inaugural address, the program he talked about when he was running, and it's got to be all around the emergency operations that we all experience. And he took an extraordinary step earlier today, or yesterday, when he said, henceforth, it's $15 an hour all over the country involved in federal matters. When he said you've got to wear a mask, all of those things are things that he absolutely said. And he is not going to be able to horse trade on either one of those items.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.